It's boring to go alone, so take this podcast from Radio 191 FM.
And we're joined in the studio by
Jos Ikare.
Welcome. To have you thank in. You for joining us.
Thank you.
That's good to be here. Excited to have you. So you've got a...
show coming up.
Yes.
Called Data Techno.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a lounge techno experimental electronic thing.
Mm-hmm. Sit down.
Gonna have like two split stages, 20 minutes each.
Super cool.
Yeah.
And that's on this Saturday, 3rd of August.
Yes. This Saturday.
The listeners. Doors at 6, music is at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And yours is at 43 Morai Place.
That's the one. So, it's Kohar Entry.
Yes.
And all proceeds go into the Kanak, which is like a New Caledonia Indigenous people. Mm.
Yeah. Awesome cause.
Yeah.
And we've got quite a stacked lineup. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that? Break it
Well,
down.
I wanted a big lineup because then on the poster it looks awesome.
It does. We were just given a poster, so thank you.
Yeah, can't wait to put that up.
And we did a open call at the first, and then we just asked some of our friends as well to fill it out. Just wanted to be very experimental, kind of no pressure if you're not used to playing electronic live and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of to get all the bedroom producers out of their bedrooms a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Out of environment.
Yeah. So we've got some bigger names like Sex Houses and the Fuck Chairs, which is Michael Morley, and also Chris Hesitation, who's gold medal famous. And then we've got some other names, some newer names like Fifi and the Flower Thoughts.
Shout out Fifi and the Flower Thoughts.
And we've got Acid Police, that's Christian from Negative Space. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, exciting. Yeah. And so when you say experimental electronic, is there something that you would be able to describe that as? What would people expect going along? Or is it expect nothing and then...
It's what's the phrase we put on our media thing? A charcuterie board. It's an array of different things. I think some people are just DJing. Some people are just doing karaoke or backing tracks. That's totally fine if you want to do that. And then other people are doing more experimental noise and things like that.
Cool.
I just wanted to kind of reach out to people to do something a little bit different, sort of think outside of the box. Also, we're trying to limit it to 20-minute sets.
Mm-hmm.
So often I'm at electronic or techno things, and it's goes on for far too long.
Mm-hmm.
I just the chop and changing is quite nice. The tap is it's back to the charcuterie board. Just gonna take it easy, I think. It's called Data Techno. I'm not sure if you know about
No, please.
Yeah, Data is an art movement from around the First World War. Came from Switzerland.
I do know a little bit about it, but
Yeah.
I don't, so carry on.
It's quite they're not nihilistic, but it is kind of nihilistic. And from that came Fluxus and stuff, which is Yoko Ono and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of their big thing is Data declares the world bankrupt. They were kind of really despondent because of the First World War, which is a big war over empires that was fought over.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just all about being silly and fun. A lot of it is collage. A lot of the actual artwork looks like collage and stuff like that.
Cool.
There's also lots of performance art. Yeah, and that's pretty much Data. Silly and fun and not too serious, trying to not be too heavy, because there's lots of heavy stuff going on.
Awesome. Have you organized is Data Techno something that's happened before, or is this
I haven't called it Data Techno before. We did a show a little while ago with a lot of the same artists. Sex House and Michael Morley came, and Acid Police played. That was also at yours. Before that, I've done a lot of stuff I spent a lot of time in the chiptune community in New Zealand pretty much, and Australia, kind of more like obscure electronica, things like that. So, but this data techno, I was like, I need to think of a name, you know, that's more, that kind of I can put on a poster.
Yeah.
And I just,
it's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Thanks.
We heard that there'll be a PS1 projector.
There's it's a PS2.
Oh my goodness! Sorry, that was
Stand
I wrote
corrected.
That.
That's okay. But it'll plays. I know Fifi and the Flower Thoughts wanted Croc 2, which is a PS1 game.
Okay.
So I've been spending the last few days like soft modding a memory card for that, so I can like run the games off USB.
Cool.
But we're gonna try to. I was like, I think visuals at electronic shows are really important because often the person is just like heads down noodling away at whatever they do, and whereas like when you watch a band there's kind of like this kind of performance that the band doing, you know.
Yep.
So I think visuals was good, and I just we're going to have two projectors kind of overlaying each other. That's the idea. And one is going to be like obviously the name of the artist, because it's very important.
Yes.
And then just some gameplay, so you can come and do some gameplay.
So fun.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah,
so. I haven't seen that.
What's your favorite game? If you had to put a game up on that projector,
I would Katamari Damacy. Have you played that? It's like you roll around and you pick things up on this like Katamari. It's called.
I don't know. Unfortunately, not.
It's got nice music, but you're not going to hear the music. Obviously, just the images. But it's like it's just you roll this ball and you pick stuff up. But at the moment on my PlayStation PS2, I'm playing a lot of like the real-time strategy Command & Conquer was out on PS1.
Yeah.
And obviously I'm also doing a lot of riding motorbikes in San Andreas.
Yes. So
just
good.
Cruising
so
around on my bike.
Catching the train.
And I suppose yours, you've said you've played there before. And it's a really, really cool space.
Yeah.
What's it like organizing and working with?
Yours are good, easy to organize. Well, we do a lot with yours already. So it's like if you're really integrated into a venue, then it's not too hard, you know? But they're really open to kind of whatever. So if anyone listening has an idea for a show, you can just hit them up and go from there. I like yours because it's the all ages, I think. A lot of techno is R18,
you're right,
and later at night, you know.
Yeah.
And so this show is going to be more kind of like lounge. You can come around, you have some dinner, and like you have a coffee. You can sit. You can sit at the back and where it's not so loud and just relax, or you can come and you can watch the games.
Yeah.
And have a dance if it's dancey.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But the all ages is the big thing. And just nice sober fun.
No, it's an awesome space, so it should be good.
So the proceeds are going to the Canuck people. Would you care to maybe enlighten some of the viewers what's going on?
So Canuck, I know a little bit about Canuck. Pew knows a lot more about Canuck, but Canuck is New Caledonia, the island. It's like kind of one of the closest islands to Aotearoa. They are essentially got colonized by the French, and they've had some referendums where the kind of indigenous people are trying to like reclaim their land, their whenua, you know. It's just to support that decolonization process that's going on there. I think it's a lot more violent than it is here. But I don't know, but it's just, Tautoko Canuck, that's the big thing. So all the kohar on the door is going to go to that.
Sweet.
That's there.
Awesome.
Just for that.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners?
Come along. It starts at 7, kicks off at 7. There's lots of acts, and they're going to be 20 minutes each, or 10 acts, so that's like, 3 and a bit hours, so it'll be finishing like around 10:30, 11-ish maybe, yeah, just come through, have a cup of coffee at yours, or come see some music, or if you want to play,
just play some games.
Yeah,
play some experimental music.
Yeah,
hear some. Yeah,
it'll be good fun.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Do you have a song that you would like to cue? We'll find
on
it.
The spot.
Yeah, it is on the spot.
I knew that you were going to do this, and then I was like, I've got to decide, but then I couldn't decide.
That's all right.
Is there a Les Trucks? L-E-S-T-R-U-C-S?
Let's see. We're on it.
We are on it.
Any Les Trucks?
No.
Not on the playlist.
Or like a... There's like a... Oh, not on the playlist. Yeah, it might have to be like from the internet.
We'll sort it out.
Can we do that?
Yeah. We'll pull it, but we might need to. Do you want to?
Yeah. Yeah. So this Saturday at yours.
Yes.
This Saturday at yours. All right.
Yeah. Check
we'll just play some Keepsakes.
Actually, we all went to Keepsakes. That was at Pearl Diver, the Negative Space.
Yeah. That was a good one. Okay. That was an amazing set. Finished too early, though, eh?
I know. Yeah. All right. Thank you for joining us.
You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. Find audio like this online at r1.co.nz or wherever quality podcasts congregate.